I'm going to talk about the use of endotherapy against the red palm weevil. The fish are endowed with mechanisms that allow them to heal the wounds that suffer along their life. Pruning as endotherapy causes wounds that sometimes heal badly. However, nobody would propose to forget pruning. Should it be different for endotherapy? In both cases, those techniques must be used with caution and respect of process rules to reduce eventual risks. The palms, of course, are not trees, but contrary to a classic cliché, the palms also heal the wounds. The reason of anatomy very different from the tree, the healing processes in palms are much more simple, and they present great probabilities of success. The risks of damages due to endotherapy are much lower in palms than in trees. One important difference between trees and palms is the presence of cambium. Palms have not cambium. So, in palms, there is no need of reconstruction of secondary meniscus. A second difference is that in trees, the central part of the trunk is deadwood. On the other hand, in palms, the inner part of the trunk is a live tissue able to achieve healing. So, in palms, we can get deeply. A third difference is that in Phoenix coronensis is only one trunk and a group of leaves around the terminal meristem. In comparison, trees have many branches. Moreover, in palms there is an interconnection of vascular bundles connecting leaves with trunk in the top of the palm. Compared with trees, it is easier in palms to reach the target zones with a small number of injections. The target zones in Phoenix coronensis are the leaf bases of the central mammalian crown. If we check the literature, we will find a lot of references since the 70s. Especially on oil palms and cotton. Several pests and illness have been controlled using endotherapy. Concerning red palm weevil, there are also papers since the 70s for coconuts and oil palm. None of these papers mentioned biomechanic or sanitary problems related to wounds produced by injections. The question of health is scarcely mentioned. Gently said that the section show healing zones around perforation without consequences for the parts. To limit the risks of endotherapy, good practice should be observed. Using endotherapy only when really needed, with a limited number of injections, with a minimal oil size, with a pressure under 3 kilograms square centimeter, with a good disinfection of tools. Compared to the risk, the endotherapy has many advantages from other techniques. It's easy to use in rural zones. It's respectful of environment and health. A high persistency and insecticides reach better the target tissues. Now I will just give you some results about the effectiveness of a systemic insecticide, chemetoxam. The objectives for these trials were to reduce risks and costs, to assess effectiveness, migration capacity, and persistency of Actara injected in adult plants in the cell. The method consists of biocells introducing grafts of rebounded weather in leaves cut from treated plants. To study control survival parameters and development, grafts were introduced in leaves from non-treated plants. The treatment consists of 4 injections per pound, and 1 injection contains 2.5 grams of Actara diluted in 200 ml of water. Injections were put around 1.5 meters from the base of the flower with a latex injector. We were taking samples consisting on 3 leaves per pound with a time of 15 days and then monthly. The leaves were infested with an average of 5 grafts per leaf and maintained at 26-28 degrees. After 15 days, we made the dissection of the leaf. The parameters observed were mortality of grafts and the graft activity, measuring weight and the length of the calyx. The results about mortality were a very high effectiveness with mortality about 100% after 2 months of treatment and a high persistence of 6 months. The results about graft activity were that the few survival larva lose weight from the first to the 6th month. And the larva don't make galleries also from the first to the 6th month. I show you 2 pictures, one from a control leaf and the other from an injected palm leaf. You can see the great differences. And also pictures about the larva from control leaves and treated plants. In conclusion, we have developed an original technique very efficient to assess insecticide effectiveness and persistence in the field with a low cost, with preservation of the treated plants, and with these results, preventive treatments against the red palm weevil have been improved strongly. The use of this technique facilitates greatly the implementation of an IPM strategy of this pest. Thanks to Antonio Van, Juan Barbado, Peter Wies, and Guy Delgado for their collaboration.
Thanks, Susie. Michelle and Susie, are you there? Yeah, so some people have a question. And please repeat the question and then you have to go to the Skype.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
This is Al Dawood from Saudi Arabia in America. I have a question. I think number one, we have to have into consideration that every country has its own unique way of infestation and so on and so on, and then the different species of palms, when we talk about palms, number one. You mentioned there's lots of misconceptions. I really disagree with some of them, but we have to maybe talk through email to find out the details. But I think that in your case, the head injury is the case, number one, and it is peripheral. That's why the pruning and your practice is working. But in other countries, I don't think it's going to work. That's number one. Number two, you said dead palms don't harbor the insect. We have demonstrated in Saudi Arabia that dead palms have a lot of red palm weevils for a long time. So maybe your palm cannot, our palm can. So I would like it always for red palm or palm people when they are working, talking about weevils, that it is really different among countries. And I really thank you and your partner for this great job.
Thank you very much. I agree there is big differences between species, but here we have also a dangerous species, and we observe the same result. And I've been working also in Egypt for a while, and
is there any question? Thanks a lot, Michelle.
Thank you.